Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve.
Let's talk about couches.
Yay!
There's a story out about couches.
Sofas?
I know. Don't turn your radio off. This is going to be interesting.
Yeah, sofas.
Oh, man, there are times when I just...
Oh, I forget you peasants refer to that piece of
the
furniture.
The story itself says the average couch has been napped on 36 times. Here's the thing. Steve was... We were just about ready to go on the air, and he goes, you know, my couch has briefcase stitching. And
it
I'm
does.
Like,
yep.
I don't even... I'll be honest. Don't know what that is, and I don't care.
No, it's...
What does that mean?
You wouldn't understand. You people with couches wouldn't understand briefcase.
Oh, sorry, my
on
sofa. My chaise. You, dude,
it's just, you know, that's it's like wheat stitching, except it's
oh, so it's like your couch is made by True Religion. Is an outdated jean that only looks good at the Stampede
just
on Wednesday night, ladies night.
Just the stitching.
Boy, I'm alienating some people.
Wow. Just the stitching.
Yeah. So it does look like a True Religion couch.
Yeah. Well, it's plain brown, beautiful leather. It just has the stitching.
Oh, beautiful leather. So couple details about Steve's couch that I just found out that I'm just fascinated to find out more about. Steve claims that his couch has no holes in it. So there's, okay, here's the reason. This story says that the average couch is about 6 years old. Mine is at 10.
I think mine was 10 before I replaced it.
The average couch has $1.55 hiding in the cushions. It has $1.55 in the cushions. Okay. Now listen,
what?
And Steve's like, there's none in mine because I don't have any holes.
Yeah, my cushions do not pull out. My back cushions or the ones you sit on. My other couch,
there's
they
still
all,
a crevice somewhere.
There isn't. They're connected with briefcase stitching. So well, there's no gaps.
So there's no crumbs anywhere in your...
They fall. I have to just... Between the cushions, there is like a little... Like a space, but like a little... That's where the stitching... So you just kind of... I kind of just...
You just run your hands
yes,
down the,
and pull all that stuff
and
because
shove all the Cheeto residue
all
and
all that because it doesn't fall to the. I don't have gaps.
So you don't think there's any change in your couch?
None. Well, I don't carry change. Maybe other people that sat there, you know, like the people that refer to sofas as couches, probably had change, like panties.
The heathens who
yes,
come to your
heathens.
House. All right, what do you call the thing you're sitting on right now? Couch. Get out. Is that how it goes in your house?
Well. It should be.
I'll be honest.
Yeah.
You just bought it. So
I just got
like,
a brand
it's
new
like,
one.
It's like that person who just became a vegan, who then is suddenly so snotty to everybody's like, I can't believe you ate meat. And it's like, you were eating meat until yesterday.
That's true.
Literally yesterday you had a burger. Now today you're a vegan
and
you're
pious.
Judging meat.
Yeah, right.
You just got a new couch and now you're
now
better than all of us.
I'm looking down at everybody.
I have a sofa.
And a matching chair. With briefcase stitching. And you know what? The cushions don't pull out of that one either.
You know what I'm going to do?
What's that?
I'm going to figure out a way.
No, you're not.
To launch money.
No, you're not.
And I'm going to come to your house. I'm going to blow holes
you're gonna
in your sofa.
You're going to wreck my couch.
Oh, it's briefcase stitching.
Sofa.
Sorry. Can I give some stats about everyone else's sofa?
All you Philistines.
So we said the average one is 6 years old. Mine's way older than that.
Yeah, what yours is where I know?
I think mine's coming up on 10 because I've been in my house almost 10 and we bought this house because like we moved into my house and it was such a palatial mansion. Look, bought it in 2009. Everybody, let's take a number if you remember what the housing market looked like in 2009.
Brutal.
I stole this house. I could never afford
you
this house
stole
if the real estate
house.
Market hadn't blown up.
Dude, you got the greatest deal
There's
ever.
A guy named Scott who built my house.
Oh.
He was the owner of the company. And I wish I could be friends with him. I love the way he builds houses. I know he probably lost his company, but I still want to thank him. The
you
house
stole
is great.
His house.
No, I mean, he had to give it back to the bank and I stole it from the bank.
There it is. Yes.
Anyway, we moved in. The house was way too big. None of our furniture fit in it. So we had to go to, all of a sudden I'm getting text messages from my wife at Furniture Row going, what do you think of this one? I'm like, it looks expensive.
Exactly.
And now, you know, it's 10 years later, I'm sure she wants to replace it, but we can't afford it. Yeah, I definitely can't afford the briefcase stitching.
Yeah, you can't. But you have that.
Where's yours from?
It's from a high-end Cherry Creek establishment.
Got it, Macy's. It's
hand-hewn by a guy named Macy's.
Because you can't afford Crate and Barrel. I could, there's only a couple shops down there for furniture. Okay. If you had said down south here, I could have been a bunch. There's an AFW, there's a Macy's. Yep. Or like, but as soon as you said Cherry Creek, it's Crate and Barrel or Macy's. And you
stop knowing your furniture stores.
Cake! were we talking about?
Mine's Restoration Hardware, actually.
Oh, there is a restoration down there, but I didn't even know if you'd know where to find that. You have to print something on MapQuest.
Yeah, I do.
70% of Americans say they like their current couch and think it's comfortable. No word on what they think about their sofa.
All sofas are comfortable because they're sofas.
Your sofa's been napped on 36 times in the last 6 years. That's
in 6 years, six times a year.
That's stupid.
Well, I fall asleep, but I don't know. I'd like make a nap that's out of it. You just fall asleep. Okay.
What do you think a nap
I don't
is?
Change
well,
my
I fall
clothes.
Asleep, but it's just for like 20 minutes. So it's not like it's a nap.
Well, nap is a plan.
It's a plan. Oh my God.
It's too. And you change your clothes. You change your clothes for a nap. It's planned.
No.
I just zonk out.
It's a cat nap. All right. It says 43 times you zonk on it. So you're just going to have a word. You're going to have a problem with every word I say in this?
No,
it's not a couch. It's a sofa. I don't nap. I zonk. They've cried on it 17 times, but somebody as manly as you clearly hasn't done that.
I might have like got misty-eyed once, but I don't bawl on my couch.
32 extended hangouts with friends and family on your couch. You don't invite anybody over.
No, what? Who's that? What are they doing?
I've had people on my couch, God, 32 times in the last like...
Don't you have like, you know, like guest rooms for these people? Or?
No, but it's just when you're hanging out, drinking wine, talking, doing that sort of thing.
Oh, you zonk out. Okay.
Also, zonk is just the adverb for... All right. 21 sick days on the couch.
Oh, no, I have a bed that I'm sick in. Why'd you get sick on the couch? Oh, because you watch TV? You have a TV in your bed.
So you know how there's no crevices in your couch?
Yeah, I have none.
I had to get rid of my old couch because one night I drank too many caipirinhas.
Ooh.
And I literally couldn't make it, so I pulled the cushions apart
and
barfed in between the two of them.
No, you did not.
I did.
What?
And my favorite part is when I sold my house and moved into my new house, my realtor, your realtor, Ben...
He
said,
bought that.
Hey, can I buy your couch? I'm like, absolutely, you
yes,
can.
Yes, you can. You sold him a vomit couch.
Yep.
Oh my God.
Now I think Ben's got kids, so his kids are climbing around
in a vomit
on my vomit-filled couch. Yay!
Well, not for Ben.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice, and anywhere, anytime on the Radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news. You call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.